You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
New York City, let's get to it, man. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to waste my whole time on the Yankees. Trades have happened in the NFL. Deals are happening in the NBA. We got some other stuff to get to. But, yeah, I mean, come on, yo. I got to put out a disclaimer tonight before I start. I know. It's June. Wake me up when June ends. That'll happen before I get out of here. Disclaimer, the thoughts and opinions expressed on my show tonight do not reflect the love and fandom that I have for the New York Yankees. More just my frustration right now with these New York Yankees. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about them. This is negative Keithy. This is bad Keithy AI. You know, my boy Joe's just said it in his post-game video. He said the Yankees have a glass jaw. And when you hear someone say you have a glass jaw, that means when you get punched in the mouth, that's it. Finito. Done. You don't have the ability to fight and come back. You don't have the ability to defend yourself. Once you get hit, once they land that punch on you, that's wraps. And too many times we've seen that happened with the New York Yankees here just in this month. Let's stay with June, which they're calling the June Boone Swoon, the Boone June Swoon, however you want to put the words. They all rhyme, and it makes sense because we've seen it before. We felt it before. This team was riding high for the first 2 months, and now the month ends going 13-14. It was a lock. You had to know they were going to lose that first game tonight. I was on Sportsnet 590, Toronto Sports Talk this morning, feeling good coming off of the Sunday victory against the Oakland A's, Sacramento A's, Las Vegas A's. But at the same time, I knew it's the A's, bro. It's the A's. They got the A's yesterday to take the series. But, I mean, just Saturday, what happened Saturday? 888-808-1019. You know, they blew leads this whole month against the Reds. They just did it last week. They had the scoreless streak. They had the streak of not having a lead for, I don't know, like 50 innings. Back-to-back series losses to the Boston Red Sox. And I'm looking at this Yankees team right now, and they're getting hit by injuries. So take it easy if you wanted to start talking down on the Mets, who are ravaged by injuries. The Yankees have their own injuries hitting them. Be careful what you wish for as well. Jason Dominguez, he should play every day. The Martian should be in there every day. Well, he's about to be. Trent Grisham, who had a hamstring in the spring. He's got a hamstring again. I think it might be the same hammy. Turf Monster got him. That tricky turf up there in Toronto. And you know what? You go to Toronto after yesterday's day game, and you got to go through customs, and Carlos Rodon on the mound. And I'm not mad at Los tonight. There's some of you that want to kind of go back to that red start and be like, oh, he should have given us more. He threw 96 pitches. They made a decision. He got into the sixth inning. He gave up a double. They gave up. We'll get there. They made a decision. But this is a division rival. This is a team that is on your heels. And they're not even the team right behind you in the standings. They're two games back. So after the Yankees now have blown a 7.5-game lead this month, it's not just the Rays you have to worry about. Thank you to the Vegas, Sacramento, Oakland A's for, you know, scoring two runs, rallying, and beating the Tampa Bay Rays down at the Boss George M. Steinbrenner tonight, 6-4. And the Red Sox, it's funny, if you just heard, you know, the postgame, you heard how the Red Sox jumped all over Chase Burns, the rookie phenom of the Reds, who came out, struck out, you know, the Yankees. He only got one out tonight. But anyway, back to where we are. Here comes Toronto. I took a call last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm blanking on dude's name. He might be listening right now, where he said, Keith, the Blue Jays are better than the Yankees. I said, no, they're not. They're frauds. They're always frauds. Until proven otherwise. And you know what? Let's see. Tomorrow, lucky us. We've got Max Fried, the stopper, and Kevin Gausman on the mound, who's trash against the Yankees. And maybe they bounce back. But it's a 4-game set here. And you got to play up there in Toronto in the Rogers Center. I don't know. Tonight was a terrible loss. Tonight was a loss that it's like you don't need to lose a game like that, man. Like, Jazz is balling out of control, at least hitting wise. We're going to talk about Jazz. I'm not going to give you guys a recap. You know, Jazz stays hot, 4 homers in 5 games. Kind of playing the Robin to Judge's Batman. But John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, took Batman out of the game. Batman's not going to beat us tonight. Robin, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, one of y'all figure out how to beat us tonight. And, you know, Belly comes through with a bomb, and we would need it, because right after that, man, it's like they unraveled. When you're watching these games at home, it sucks, because you can just feel them unraveling. That sixth inning. Let's talk about it. The infield defense is shaky now. It's been, but like now it's a glaring issue and need and something that needs to be fixed. You can't go through the motions. You can't put a little Band-Aid on things. You can't just say, oh, DJ is back. He makes $15 million a year. He's going to play second base. Jazz Chisholm, who we traded for last year, who we wanted to move Gleyber Torres off second base. Oh, hey, Gleyber, all-star.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're going to move Jazz back to third, which, you know, damned us in the World Series a bit. Not so much on Jazz, but we'll always remember that spike throw that Volpe threw at him and he wasn't able to handle. Oh, and then here we go. It always lands on Anthony Volpe. 888-808-1019. We're all rooting for you, kid. I just listened to the post game, and I guess the logic in the post game between him and Boone was that those weren't bad throws. In the moment, I'm freaking out as I'm feeling them unraveling, as I'm feeling them melting. I'm like, this is too familiar. I'm like, this it happens too much. But Boone said he had no issue with the throw to third. You just got to be accurate. Boone said he didn't think he would get Clement at first, but shortstops are typically going to try and make those plays, and that's what Volpe had to say. Volpe basically said he made the throw because he feels like he can or he should make those plays, but you did not. And the game is on the line. And this is a team with a bunch of little pesky guys that put the ball in play, and they can run on that turf. So you would like to see him eat the ball. You like to see him put that in his pocket. Definitely the throw to third where it's like, come on, what are we doing? And then, trying to do the Jeter play, going all the way to your right, throwing across the field. I don't know, man. It's super frustrating because they're better than this. They have the talent. And like I said, I'm not mad at Rodon tonight. Paulie texts me. He's like, this guy is sweaty. It's climate control in there and he's sweating. I'm like, that's Rodon. He was visibly upset about, being taken out. And, he had some words with Wells in the dugout. And I like that because I was talking about him kind of bowing out in Cincinnati because it was hot. Feeling like at 88 pitches, you got to come into the seventh and try here. And that's what happened tonight. He comes into the sixth, gives off a leadoff double, 96 pitches. He's done. Flash the bullpen budget. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, here we go. Mark Leiter Jr. Haven't seen you since last Wednesday. Since the loss in Cleveland. Or actually, no, I don't know. The bullpen budget is somewhere. He pitched the first two games in Cleveland. That was Monday and Tuesday. It doesn't matter, yo. It's just like when Mark Leiter Jr. comes into the game, are you confident? You feel good about that? You feel like we're in a good spot? And now, Fernando Cruz, right? I already told you, Grisham got by the turf. Grisham, the turf monster, gets him on the base pass. He's out. And we find out that a medicine ball got Fernando Cruz warming up. He's got a high oblique strain. See ya. Him and Grisham. See ya. Him and Grisham. Like, Grisham's out probably after the All-Star break. Who knows? And Fernando Cruz, I don't know, get him ready for September. Get him ready for the postseason push. Who is your guy late in innings? I mean, shout out to Tim Hill coming in and doing his thing. Three easy ground balls. Never too worried about Tim Hill, but like, it's about usage too. Like, Cruz got used a ton, and this is his second trip to the IL, and when you get to the back of that bullpen, who is left, right? Jake Cousins is not coming back. Those names you heard, like Scott Efros, not a thing. Loaiza, shout out to him tonight for what he did coming in after Leiter Jr., but like, at the same time, the game was lost in that sixth inning. The game was all. They made a decision to go to Leiter Jr., and Volpe made a good play keeping the ball in the infield, but trying to make that throw to Jazz at third, I don't know why. And I don't care about thinking you should make the, like, you have to, like Boone said, be accurate with the throw. He gets credited with the error as the runner moved to second. And then Clement singles. It's a new ball game. Loaiza comes in to face Springer. J.C. Ascara, that's what, J.C. Ascara. He had like a long talking to Boone, and Yes Network was sure to put that on the screen to show us. See, look at Boone talking to his guys. Managing, I see. But not long after that, Ascara has a catcher's interference, loads the bases. And here comes big money Vladdy. That's why they pay him the big bucks. Hits the ball hard, pass to Jazz Chisholm Jr. Like, I don't know, man. I've said this the last 2 weeks. Sometimes Jazz lets the ball play him over there at third base. Trade for a third baseman. Now, the top two priorities are trading for a third baseman and a back of the bullpen reliever. Somebody in the seventh. Who's your seventh inning guy to get to Weaver, to get to Williams? Those are the main issues right now. And it pisses me off because, we do these things year after year after year as far as contracts and playing guys. Like DJ LeMahieu, I'm sorry, bro. After last year, it should have been wraps. DJ goes 0 for 4 with 2 Ks tonight. And he should have been pinch hit for late in that game in the ninth inning. We can't pinch hit Goldie. Why? Because Goldie's in a hoodie in the dugout giving Stanton batting tips, having a whole hitting lesson with Giancarlo Stanton. He's just completely out. Are we trying to win the game, or are we just going to be a glass jaw, soft-ass team that folds against a division rival in their building, giving up a lead? 888-808-1019. Again, the thoughts and opinions expressed on this show tonight, they're not really the fandom, the love, the pride of the Yankees that Keith McPherson has. I'm just negative Keithy, bad Keithy, because it's been a bad and negative month of June. Wake me up when June ends. We're almost there. The Yankees lose another game. And now that lead in the American League East is dwindling, and you got two teams on your heels. Two teams who, oh, don't look now. If you flip the calendar and we go into July, here's three against the Blue Jays. But then I just said, hey, be easy with all that talking down on the Mets. Don't lose the series to the Mets in Queens. Don't get swept by the Mets in Queens. And then later in the month, you got to go back to Toronto. And then you've got four at home with Tampa, who is having preliminary conversations about hosting the American League Championship as well as the World Series, because they don't fear you. Because they think they're going to win the division. And they think if it's them versus you, Kevin Cash versus Aaron Boone in the postseason, we got you. We're renting out your spring training home. We're Airbnb-ing your crib in Tampa, but we'll get up out of here by the time October comes, because you're not going to be hosting anything in the Bronx. What a joke. 888-808-1019. The Yankees are a joke with some of the things that we see. The infield is shaky. You got Ben Rice at first because Goldie has to rest, and we got Max Scherzer going tonight. And Max Scherzer, like, turn back the clock for the beginning of the game, whatever. And then you got DJ at second, where it's just like, come on, bro. You got to upgrade. You got to do better there. Not is he just old bones, barely rangy enough to play the position. Nothing at the plate tonight, and you wouldn't take him out of the game in favor. Like, Peraza was in the game as a pinch hitter. I don't know, bro. I don't know anything. I don't know what is what. I don't know what to think. I think that this team is soft. I already talked about the culture being soft. I think that they get patted on the back too much. I think that they get told how great they are and what they're going to do. And it's just a lock for them in October to get back to the World Series and win it. And, yeah, it's 162 games. June has been terrible. I'm not saying that they can't get back to the World Series and win it, but something's got to change with the roster construction. That's going to happen now because of injuries. Something has to change with this mentality. And I heard Susan say, you know, Aaron Boone was upset tonight. Yeah, I'd be upset too if people are tagging my name on top of the June swoon. I'd be upset too if they're calling it the Boone June swoon, and these guys just blew another lead, blew another game, and now it's against a division opponent, and little things like errors and throwing the ball away and catcher's interference and just not being able to make plays when the ball's in front of you. That's it. And they took Judge right out of the game. And, I mean, you got what you got from Jazz and from Belly, and ultimately it wasn't enough. And the Yankees lose. 888-808-1019. We'll start there. Again, I'm not going to spend the whole night on this. I mean, Mike Brown is about to be the next Knicks head coach. For what? For why? How? How did you land on that? Anyway, NBA free agency. The free agents are starting to be signed and moved. There was a rumor earlier about Jordan Clarkson becoming a Knick, and I think that is confirmed. Also, your Brooklyn Nets. Are the Nets still in the league? Yeah, and they're doing something with the money they have. They're doing something with the picks and with the players they have. They finally traded Cam Johnson for Michael Porter Jr., and yeah, they did get a first-round pick for Cam Johnson. It's just not until the next decade. So we'll get into that, and we'll talk NBA and where some of these other players are going. You know, you're starting to see some of the teams take shape. We'll talk Knicks head coaching search. And eventually we'll talk Mets. I said online, I knew to stay out of the way today. People were raining on the Mets, proclaiming the Mets dead all day, online, all weekend. I didn't do any Mets trolling after Friday when I was on. And I just kind of left it alone, because the way I see it, the Yankees aren't out of the woods yet either. The Yankees have played close to just as bad. And today was supposed to be a mental health off day for the Met fan, but they had to hear it all day. When we turn the calendar to July 1st in about 40 minutes, then we'll talk about what's coming as the Mets will host the Brewers and then eventually host the Yankees later this week. And that's a big matchup. That's a huge matchup for so many reasons. It's not going to have the same juice as it did in May, but they'll have our attention a holiday weekend. They'll have the baseball world's attention, and there's a lot of guys looking to get right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.